BBC Audio presents Cold Blood and Other Stories, a collection of four full-cast BBC Radio sci-fi thrillers by Simon Bovey.
Cold Blood by Simon Bovey. Part 1. Freezerville.
God, which way? Help! All right. That way.
Come with me!
Thank you. Thank you.
Outer door locked.
Deborah, it's Taft. Will you come to the main door? I've found her. Are you all right? Anaya, have you got any frostbite?
No, I'm okay.
What the hell were you thinking going out there in this?
I couldn't get a wind speed reading. I had to clear the snow off the anemometer. Then I couldn't see you to get back.
No research is worth your life.
10 meters. That's all it was. I thought I'd be okay, but I couldn't see you.
No one goes out alone in this weather.
Everyone was at the party. I didn't want to disturb.
This might be your first tour on a research station, and you've got a lot to learn. But you know, you always come and get someone. And if you're going out, you dress properly, even if it's only 10 meters. This coat of yours is useless. 30 seconds in your face out there, you'd start getting hypothermia. 60 and it's serious. A minute and a half and you wouldn't have got up again. Do you understand?
Yes.
Man, you had us all worried. Quite a baptism of frost. Bravo, boss.
Just got lucky. I was downwind when she shouted.
Right, let's check your temperature. Did you take your gloves off or get any snow in your clothing?
No, I'm fine. I'm just embarrassed I put everyone to this trouble. Sorry.
I don't want you to be sorry. I want you to learn from it. Antarctica kills people, but no one is dying on my watch.
Thank you. I really screwed up, didn't I?
Don't worry. You'll forget all about it in a year or two.
Yeah, tough love. We all get it. Besides, if you don't make a mistake round here, you may never hear your name mentioned.
Well, you look okay. But if you start to get any blistering on your fingers or nose, you tell me.
Don't worry. I will.
Oh, sounds like someone started the party again.
Well, a day's not a total waste of makeup, then.
What are we celebrating?
Rebecca from Geophys' Frony. It's her dog's birthday.
A dog's birthday?
We could change it to you not dying, if you like.
Let's stick with the dog.
You've got to try the ice. One of the beakers... Oh, no offence. Rod, one of the scientists, brought a lump of glacier in. When it melts, the released air makes your drink bubble like an Alka-Seltzer. It is so cool!
Thanks. Could this be any more embarrassing?
Act stupid. They'll think it's poise.
Grab a seat, I'll get the drinks.
No half measures.
Would I? Hi, boss. Drink?
Do you realise that this water was frozen when Christ was alive?
Well, then pray it saves you from a hangover. Because if it's still blowing tomorrow, I want you to string safety lines between the huts.
Oh, right.
Is she okay?
After you shouting at her, yeah, I think so. Deb said she is.
Committed to her work. I'll say that for her.
Yeah. Foxy, too, for a beaker.
She's meteorology. Studying the aurora.
Oh, well, she's got enough night.
Do you think she'll stand 8 months of it without climbing the walls?
I can get the rubber room ready.
I'll keep it in reserve. Now just keep an eye on people for insomnia.
Oh, you worry too much, boss. I'll be too busy for a start. You know research scientists, they're always looking for something.
That's why everyone comes here. But I'll see you in the morning.
You're not going to join us?
No, another time. I've got reports to write.
Here, Rod, you want to watch that, mate? Here we go, ladies. Second coming cocktails, Nostrovia.
Cheers.
So where do you live in the real world?
London.
Oh, is it still standing?
Just about, but Heathrow's not very healthy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?